This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. A quick note for our listeners before we get into our next stories. KALW is an independently operated station that's owned by the San Francisco Unified School District. Now, here's why we're giving that disclaimer. Football players from Mission High School made headlines across the country when the team, as a unit, refused to stand for the national anthem. It was a protest against the oppression of people of color in the United States. It wasn't the first demonstration by district students for that cause this year. Back in February, a student at Lowell High School put up a display mocking Black History Month, and the school's Black Student Union reacted by staging a walkout. Black youth currently make up only about 2% of the whole student body. The struggle for inclusion at Lowell goes way back. Two Lowell alums, Pamela Stevenson and Rochelle Angela Fortier Nwadibia, were there in the 60s when the school's Black Student Union got its name. They shared that story with San Francisco StoryCorps.
You know, and remember the African American, well, what did we start off as? We started off as the Negro History Club.
Oh, that is such a great memory. Yes, please describe our name change.
Right. We started off as the Negro History Club, and that was when Black history was 1 week, or Negro history
exactly.
was 1 week.
Exactly.
It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a full month. So,
right,
so we had the Negro History Club,
yes.
And then, let's see, so we were there from 67 to 70.
Right.
And then we evolved.
That's right. And we changed names.
Right. And we went with the times.
That's right.
And so we became the Black Student Union.
Yes. Yes.
The Black Student Union. And I don't know if you remember this, but the teachers were in a panic.
I do remember. It was quite revolutionary at
right.
Lowell to have all of that going on at that time.
All of a sudden, even though we were the same students, we had a new image, I suppose.
Right.
And then I remember the day that we tried to lower the flag. I don't know if you remember
that. I'm not right off the top
yeah,
of my head.
Yeah, we lowered the flag. I can't remember what the rationale was, but
okay.
It had something to do with the times. And then the boys' dean, he was there. So anyway, it was a group of us. And so we were arguing about the fact that it wasn't his flag either. So we said, you know, it's not your flag either. You know, it's our flag.
And all of our righteous high school indignation. That oh, that is a great memory. I had forgotten about that.
Yeah,
those days at Lowell. And you know what? One of my strongest memories, particularly as it relates to the African American or Black Student Union, was the fact that we had one of the very first Black history classes in any high school in the city. We broke ground on that one.
In the city. We were the
yes.
first to have it.
Yes, we were.
I remember that class.
Yes.
I did take that
I
class.
I did too.
Yeah,
it was great.
In that class.
Because we had a Black history class and we also had a Black literature class. And I remember taking both of those and, you know, I just thought it was, at the time, we didn't think of it as such a big deal, but then once you, let's say, graduated and started college and you realize the fact that our high school was one that actually had classes like that, it was a big deal. So when you left Lowell, what did you do next?
You know, I went off to college in Oregon.
Okay.
And that was a real culture shock.
Because
it was rural, you know, Oregon is pretty much a real rural state.
Yes.
And there I was all fired up about all the times, you know, the civil rights movement and all of that.
And those were the times.
And when I got there, no one knew what I was talking about. And I thought, I knew I landed in the wrong place.
That is really
so
funny.
I returned to the Bay Area.
You're back, and I never left, really. I mean, I went all the way across the bridge to Berkeley, and that's about as far as I went. It's amazing how quickly time goes by when you start taking a look back and telling stories.
Right.
Pamela Stevenson and Rochelle Angela Fortier Nwadibia recorded that for StoryCorps in 2014 as part of the GRIOT initiative. That piece was produced by Eli Wirtschafter. KLW's Ben Trefney played that conversation for students who are currently in Lowell's Black Student Union, nearly half a century after the BSU was created during the Civil Rights Movement. Here's what they had to say.
All right, my name is Rebecca Wardress. I'm a senior. I just thought it was very interesting how the recording reminded me of some of the things that went on last year, and then a lot of the teachers had the same very reaction. Some of them would say to me, like, why do those students think they're any better than any of the other little students? And why are they starting a whole ruckus over something that they didn't realize was an actual problem? And a lot of teachers were upset about what we did, and they were upset about it getting in the way of their class time. And it's very similar to what those women were talking about, how people kind of reacted bad. And it shouldn't be like that.
How about that? You know, one thing for me is that, you know, Lowell has a very small African-American population, but it's also similar to San Francisco's. San Francisco had a 14% African-American population. Now it's like less than 6. So Lowell, in a way, is kind of a reflection of that. Does that make San Francisco a more difficult place to live in, do you think, as a young black person?
My name is Whittia Bateen, and I'm a senior. So basically, I'm from Fillmo, and Fillmo used to be like, it used to have a lot of African-Americans. And then, what's called, redevelopment happened, and then all the black communities is gone. The fact that we could get pushed out shouldn't, like, be the case. We should be able to stay where we want to stay and not be have to pushed out of some place we call home.
Do you feel like that's happening right now, then, with the population coming down?
Yeah, that's what's happening right now. Like, people that, like, have higher income and stuff like that, their wealth is passed down. We have, like, we're basically starting off with nothing and trying to, like, every time we try to get up, they always want to push us back down.
Anybody else have any thoughts? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
And can you repeat your name again?
Yeah, got it. Golden Linus Von Jones, Jr. I would say for the most part, like, I don't feel like being black affects my day-to-day, but every once in a while there'll be something that pops up, like, oh, I'm in a store and, like, I'm getting my bag searched for no reason now, or, like it happened last year, but, like, I was just walking down the street and, like, some guy drove up and, like, called me a n*** or something like that. And there'll just be, like, crazy stuff that happens like that every once in a while. And it's like that, it doesn't feel good, you know?
I'm Unique Abram. I'm a senior here at Lowell. People still don't understand what we go through and why we have this movement, because I feel like, so we say Black Lives Matter, then some people say that all lives matter, but I feel like it's a movement to get our voices heard, but I still feel like that it always ends up in a negative way. Like, when we try to protest, something always happens. People always see us as these bad people. Not all African-American people are bad. I mean, every nationality has the bad people, and every nationality has the good people. But I feel like that blacks, we're all seen as bad people, which is not the case. And the Black Lives Movement is basically trying to pursue that and get other people to open up their eyes and see that we're not all this way. We're not all prisoners. We're not all dumb. We're not all high school drops out. We're not all teen mom stuff like that. So I think that is like the bigger picture, but everyone doesn't see that.
Sia Blatcher, senior. This is like a culture. Like, we're coming together so we have a safe space. Like, you guys don't really understand that, like, being black at Lowell is a struggle. And for them to be talking about, like, the same things that we're going through now is, like, kind of eye-opening, because it's, like, where was the change? Like, what has happened to in the past to where we're, like, in the same position that they were in 40, 50 years ago? And it doesn't really make any sense. So, like, today what we're trying to do is that we're trying to, like, set a tradition. Like, we're trying to set something here so people will know, like, who we are, so everyone would know who BSU is, so everybody would know what we do. So it's like every single year we'll have something to show the school and to offer the school, just to show them that, like, we're here, like, we exist. Like, we're just as important as all of you. Like, we got here just the same way you guys got here. And that's really, like, the struggle that's happening, you know, today. Even with Black Lives Matter, like, police brutality is not a new thing. Like, police brutality has been happening for generations and decades. It's just now there's, like, social media and there's cell phones that people can record, so there's actual evidence. But, like, nothing has really changed from those times to now. Like, it's still the same injustices. And, like, being in BSU kind of, like, gives us hope that, like, we can change and we can, you know, do something impactful for the school.